No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 11th day of August. Welcome, everyone. I am just really genuinely happy to be able to be here in this space with each and every one of you. To somehow be a part of your time with God through His Word is... I could get a little verklempt. It's an honor, and I don't take that honor lightly. I am here with all of you, but I am one of you, and I am grateful to God for... all that I have learned on this journey being here in this space at Chronological. Today we're going to continue in the book of Jeremiah, the major prophet in the Old Testament. And as I was just thinking over where we're at over the weekend, I thought it might be worth mentioning before we read today that although we may read a whole chapter at one time, in Chronological, at other times we break up a book, go to another book because of the way that we read historically, but there are lots of chapters that we just read the whole chapter. We have to understand that these prophecies, these writings, these speeches, these oracles, whatever word it is for whichever writing, we have to remember that these were not delivered all at one time. These happen over stretches of time, and that's hard to remember and hold on to sometimes when we're reading chapter after chapter after chapter, day after day after day. So where we are in the book of Jeremiah, his prophecies span over a period of 40 years. So that's for context. Let's also understand for context, 40 years of prophesying to a people who do not get it. Let's not wait that long ourselves. Today, we're reading Jeremiah chapters 14 through 17, and this week we are reading the Christian Standard Bible, Jeremiah chapter 14. This is the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, her city gates languish, her people are on the ground in mourning. Jerusalem's cry rises up. Their nobles send their servants for water. They go to the cisterns, they find no water. Their containers return empty. They are ashamed and humiliated. They cover their heads. The ground is cracked since no water has fallen on the land. The farmers are ashamed. They cover their heads. Even the doe in the field gives birth and abandons her fawn since there is no grass. While donkeys stand on the barren heights, panting for air like jackals, their eyes fail because there are no green plants. Though our iniquities testify against us, Lord, act for your name's sake. Indeed, our rebellions are many. We have sinned against you. Hope of Israel, its savior in time of distress. Why are you like a resident alien in the land, like a traveler stopping only for the night? Why are you like a helpless man, like a warrior unable to save? Yet you are among us, Lord, and we bear your name. Don't leave us. This is what the Lord says concerning these people. Truly they love to wander. They never rest their feet. So the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. Then the Lord said to me, do not pray for the well-being of these people. If they fast, I will not hear their cry of despair. If they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I will not accept them. Rather, I will finish them off by sword, famine, and plague. And I replied, Oh no, Lord God, the prophets are telling them, you won't see sword or suffer famine. I will certainly give you lasting peace in this place. But the Lord said to me, These prophets are prophesying a lie in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them or speak to them. They are prophesying to you a false vision, worthless divination, the deceit of their own minds. Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, though I did not send them, and who say, There will never be sword or famine in this land. By sword and famine, these prophets will meet their end. The people they are prophesying to will be thrown into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. There will be no one to bury them. They, their wives, their sons, and their daughters. I will pour out their own evil on them. You are to speak this word to them. Let my eyes overflow with tears day and night. May they not stop. For my dearest people have been destroyed by a crushing blow, an extremely severe wound. If I go out to the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those ill from famine. For both prophet and priest travel to a land they do not know. Have you completely rejected Judah? Do you detest Zion? Why do you strike us with no hope of healing for us? We hoped for peace, but there was nothing good. For a time of healing, but there was only terror. We acknowledge our wickedness, Lord. The iniquity of our ancestors, indeed, we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, don't despise us. Don't disdain your glorious throne. Remember your covenant with us. Do not break it. Can any of the worthless idols of the nations bring rain? Or can the skies alone give showers? Are you not the Lord our God? We therefore put our hope in you, for you have done all these things. Then the Lord said to me, Even if Moses and Samuel should stay before me, my compassions would not reach out to these people. Send them from my presence and let them go. If they ask you, Where will we go? Tell them, This is what the Lord says. Those destined for death, to death. Those destined for the sword, to the sword. Those destined for famine, to famine. Those destined for captivity, to captivity. I will ordain four kinds of judgment for them. This is the Lord's declaration. The sword to kill, the dogs to drag away, and the birds of the sky, and the wild animals of the land to devour and destroy. I will make them a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, the king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. Who will have pity on you, Jerusalem? Who will show sympathy toward you? Who will turn aside to ask about your well-being? You have left me. This is the Lord's declaration. You have turned your back. So I have stretched out my hand against you and destroyed you. I am tired of showing compassion. I scattered them with a winnowing fork at the city gates of the land. I made them childless. I destroyed my people. They would not turn from their ways. I made their widows more numerous than the sand of the seas. I brought a destroyer at noon against the mother of young men. I suddenly released on her agitation and terrors. The mother of seven grew faint. She breathed her last breath. Her sun set while it was still day. She was ashamed and humiliated. The rest of them I will give over to the sword and the presence of their enemies. This is the Lord's declaration. "Woe is me, my mother, that you gave birth to me, a man who incites dispute and conflict in all the land. I did not lend or borrow, yet everyone curses me." The Lord said, "Haven't I set you loose for your good? Haven't I punished you in a time of trouble, in a time of distress with the enemy? Can anyone smash iron, iron from the north or bronze? I will give up your wealth and your treasures as plunder without cost for all your sins and all your borders. Then I will make you serve your enemies in a land you do not know. For my anger will kindle a fire that will burn against you. You know, Lord, remember me and take note of me. Avenge me against my persecutors. In your patience, don't take me away. Know that I suffer disgrace for your honor. Your words were found, and I ate them. Your words became a delight to me and the joy of my heart. For I bear your name, Lord God of armies. I never sat with the band of revelers, and I did not celebrate with them. Because your hand was on me, I sat alone, for you filled me with indignation. Why has my pain become unending, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? You truly have become like a mirage to me, water that is not reliable. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you return, I will take you back. You will stand in my presence. And if you speak noble words rather than worthless ones, you will be my spokesman. It is they who must return to you. You must not return to them. Then I will make you a fortified wall of bronze to this people. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you to save you and rescue you. This is the Lord's declaration. I will rescue you from the power of evil people and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. The word of the Lord came to me. Do not marry or have sons or daughters in this place. For this is what the Lord says concerning sons and daughters born in this place, as well as concerning the mothers who bear them and the fathers who father them in this land. They will die from deadly diseases. They will not be mourned or buried, but will be like manure on the soil's surface. They will be finished off by sword and famine. Their corpses will become food for the birds of the sky and for the wild animals of the land. For this is what the Lord says. Don't enter a house where a mourning feast is taking place. Don't go to lament or sympathize with them, for I have removed my peace from these people as well as my faithful love and compassion. This is the Lord's declaration. Both great and small will die in this land without burial. No lament will be made for them, nor will anyone cut himself or shave his head for them. Food won't be provided for the mourner to comfort him because of the dead. A consoling drink won't be given him for the loss of his father or mother. Do not enter the house where feasting is taking place to sit with them to eat and drink. For this is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. I am about to eliminate from this place, before your very eyes and in your time, the sound of joy and gladness, the voice of the groom and the bride. When you tell these people all these things, they will say to you, "Why has the Lord declared all this terrible disaster against us? What is our iniquity? What is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God?" Then you will answer them, "Because your ancestors abandoned me, this is the Lord's declaration, and followed other gods, served them, and bowed in worship to them. Indeed, they abandoned me and did not keep my instruction. You did more evil than your ancestors. Look, each one of you was following the stubbornness of his evil heart, not obeying me. So I will hurl you from this land into a land that you and your ancestors have not known. There you will worship other gods both day and night, for I will not grant you grace. However, look, the days are coming, the Lord's declaration, when it will no longer be said, as the Lord lives who brought the Israelites from the land of Egypt, but rather, as the Lord lives who brought the Israelites from the land of the north and from all the other lands where he had banished them. For I will return them to their land that I gave to their ancestors. I am about to send for many fishermen, this is the Lord's declaration, and they will fish for them. Then I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill and out of the clefts of the rocks, for my gaze takes in all their ways. They are not concealed from me, and their iniquity is not hidden from my sight. I will first repay them double for their iniquity and sin, because they have polluted my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their abhorrent and detestable idols. Lord, my strength and my stronghold, my refuge in a time of distress, the nations will come to you from the ends of the earth, and they will say, our ancestors inherited only lies, worthless idols of no benefit at all. Can one make gods for himself? But they are not gods. Therefore, I am about to inform them, and this time I will make them know my power and my might. Then they will know that my name is the Lord. The sin of Judah is inscribed with an iron stylus, with a diamond point. It is engraved on the tablet of their hearts and on the horns of their altars, while their children remember their altars and their Asherah poles by the green trees on the high hills, my mountains in the countryside. I will give up your wealth and all your treasures as plunder because of the sin of your high places in all your borders. You will, on your own, relinquish your inheritance that I gave you. I will make you serve your enemies in a land you do not know, for you have set my anger on fire. It will burn forever. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the person who trusts in mankind. He makes human flesh his strength, and his heart turns from the Lord. He will be like a juniper in the Araba. He cannot see when good comes, but dwells in the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land where no one lives. The person who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends its roots out toward a stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes, and its foliage remains green. It will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit. The heart is more deceitful than anything else and incurable. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, examine the mind. I test the heart to give to each according to his way, according to what his actions deserve. He who makes a fortune unjustly is like a partridge that hatches eggs it didn't lay. In the middle of his life, his riches will abandon him, so in the end, he will be a fool. A glorious throne on high from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Lord, the hope of Israel, all who abandon you will be put to shame. All who turn away from me will be written in the dirt, for they have abandoned the Lord, the fountain of living water. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are my praise. Hear how they keep challenging me. Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come. But I have not run away from being your shepherd, and I have not longed for the fatal day. You know my words were spoken in your presence. Don't become a terror to me. You are my refuge in the day of disaster. Let my persecutors be put to shame, but don't let me be put to shame. Let them be terrified, but don't let me be terrified. Bring on them the day of disaster. Shatter them with total destruction. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and stand at the people's gate, through which the kings of Judah enter and leave, as well as at all the gates of Jerusalem. Announce to them, hear the word of the Lord, kings of Judah, all Judah, and all the residents of Jerusalem who enter through these gates. This is what the Lord says. Watch yourselves. Do not pick up a load and bring it in through Jerusalem's gates on the Sabbath day. Do not carry a load out of your houses on the Sabbath day or do any work, but keep the Sabbath day holy, just as I commanded your ancestors. They wouldn't listen or pay attention, but became obstinate, not listening or accepting discipline. However, if you listen to me, this is the Lord's declaration, and do not bring loads through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but keep the Sabbath day holy and do no work on it. Kings and princes will enter through the gates of this city. They will sit on the throne of David. They will ride in chariots and on horses with their officials, the men of Judah and the residents of Jerusalem. This city will be inhabited forever. Then people will come from the cities of Judah and from the area around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin and from the Judean foothills, from the hill country and from the Negev, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings and frankincense, and thanksgiving sacrifices to the house of the Lord. But if you do not listen to me to keep the Sabbath day holy, by not carrying a load while entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, I will set fire to its gates, and it will consume the citadels of Jerusalem and not be extinguished. Hard and beautiful words, both from God through the prophet Jeremiah today. Here's something that stands out to me today. The person who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends its roots out toward a stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes and its foliage remains green. It will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit. The heart is more deceitful than anything else and incurable. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, examine the mind. I test the heart to give to each according to his way, according to what his actions deserve. We like to think we trust in God. We like to think we trust God. But when the world is going crazy around us, where is our heart? What is the posture of our heart? And I'm going to say these things like they're easy to do. I'm going to say that when your car blows up and you're not sure how you're going to pay next month's rent and you're out of money and there's no food in the house and death seems to be all around you, things are dying and things are drying, and it's real flippant to just pull a scripture out and be like, where's our trust? Jeremiah, here it is. Where's our trust? Where's our hope? But the truth is, in these circumstances, that life has a tendency to just pull the rug out from under our feet. And other times, the things that we have sat on and avoided that we think they're just going to go away, they fester, they boil over, they erupt like a volcano, and they leave a complete disaster in the path. Where is our trust? Where is our hope? Because we should understand where our hope and our trust has been in to get to this place of eruption it's been in our own self that if we just pile enough stuff over top of it, it will go away. Where is our heart? What is our heart trusting in and hoping in and relying in? When it seems as if the world around us is going crazy, and when it seems as if the church, we as believers, who are supposed to be people of peace and hope and faithfulness and joy and self-control and all of the other fruit of the Spirit, and sometimes we are the worst, how might we respond? If people around us whose hope and trust they say is in Christ, and anything but that is proving true, how will we respond? How will we, it's hard to say, how will we respond when we take accusation, when we take slander, because we are not responding in the same manner? Whew, hard questions to sit with today. Jesus, we invite you into these hard questions of where is our trust? Where is our hope? Where are we relying? Who and what are we relying on? We cannot hide our heart from you, but you are the keeper, the healer, the restorer, the redeemer of our heart. So whatever needs those things today, whoever needs those things today, healing, restoration, redemption, newness, wholeness, would you come like only you can and do what only you can do? And I pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that's the website, that's the free app. You can download it, check it out. Check out the store, the resources, check out the prayer wall and the community section. There's so much for you to do there. You do not have to go through alone, feel alone, or be alone if you don't want to. Lots of people around this global campfire, ready and waiting to walk alongside of you in this path of life. If you would like to partner with us at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you, and we are so grateful that we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you are utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called, in several different ways for you to do so, 800-583-2164. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Or, once again, utilizing the app, you can hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. When you're finished, hit submit. Turn that little wheel over to chronological with your finger, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, let's love one another.
Good morning, good afternoon, whenever you're hearing this. This is Ashley in Texas, and I'm calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I want to pray for, first and foremost, my nanny, Miss Tina, who has been diagnosed with cancer. I want to pray for the grandmother of one of our dab seers. I don't remember your name, and I do apologize, who has been diagnosed with cancer. I want to pray for Tutu, that he get to see his child. And I want to pray for the brother in Baltimore. His wife's name is Rosa, who has been diagnosed with stomach cancer. Again, I want to say diagnosed because God is a God of impossible. And dear God in heaven, I come against cancer. I ask that you, everybody on here who has been diagnosed with cancer, I ask that you heal them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus right now. Move right now, God. And as Hezekiah, as you gave Hezekiah 15 more years, we're asking that you give these people 15 plus years. 15 or more years in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, I rebuke you in your plan to kill, steal, and destroy. I bind you, devil, and I bind your plan to kill the grandmother, Rosa, and Miss Tina. I bind you, devil, and I send you back to hell, and I release upon all of these people God's healing, God's joy, and God's salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, work it out for Tutu so that he gets to see his child just as much or more than the mother. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I do want to let you guys know that I did get a job. Yay! I started work on Monday. Today is Thursday. I am loving my job very much. The number, like the salary was perfect. It works with my daughter's schedule. Everything worked out in Jesus' name. So if you're feeling down today, just know God is hearing us and he's answering prayers. Love you, Dapsy.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Chronological, or good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Sherelle from Texas. I wanted to call in to give a praise report. I called in a couple of times, I'll say, for prayer for my grandmother, Marlene, for the healing of cancer. And praise report, she went in Tuesday, the 5th of August, and the doctor says they found no cancer. My grandmother had ailments prior to the cancer diagnosis, and everything is gone. Arthritis, pain, joint pain. She is literally pain-free, and God did it. And so I just wanted to come on and share the goodness of God and how he is still a healer. He is still Jehovah Rapha. And so I want to lift everybody up that may be in a season of just getting through. Maybe it's cancer, maybe it's high blood pressure, maybe it's diabetes, whatever it may be, that God is still a healer. He is still Jehovah Rapha. And so, Father God, I call out to Jehovah Rapha, asking you to heal those who may be in pain, who may be struggling or going through a season of overcoming and fighting and battling sickness and disease. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would show up, that you would answer their prayers, that you would answer their cries and heal them, God. For your word says, by your stripes that we are healed. It is a finished work. And so, God, I pray the manifestation of the finished work would be manifested in their bodies, manifested in their hearts, manifested in their minds. And just like you did, just like Jesus did for all those who believed him to be a healer, he healed them. And so, God, you said you sent your word and it healed them. So I pray you would heal them in Jesus' name.
Good morning. This is Wendy from Michigan, and I'm just calling to pray for Rhea from Mississippi. It was just nice hearing your call, and welcome to the community. And just wanted to pray for you and for your son. And so, Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for Rhea. And just pray, Lord, that you would just work in her son's life, help him to remember who you are and what you can do in his life. And I just pray that he would say yes to you, and that you would just open up opportunities with his job and with his finances. And Lord, would you just especially bless his mom and just bless her efforts and all of her prayers. And I just pray that you would encourage her today, Lord, and we thank you for her. And in your name we pray, amen. And also I just ask that you would maybe pray for my son Brady, who is struggling with some fears right now. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
A prayer for hope. Heavenly Father, God, we just ask that you would just give us strength, give us hope for the future. We trust in you even when circumstances are bad. We know that you're with us. You didn't promise that it would be easy, but you did promise that you would be with us every step of the way. So, Lord, we're asking that you would lead, guide, and direct our steps. Help us to just focus on your great guidance, Lord Jesus, and help us to know who you are.